So I'd love to talk to Eileen. You've been on the phone for quite a while holding. Thank you so much. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. How can we help today?
My question is on an infection of C. diff after treatment with a series of antibiotics for other infections. And I just wondered if you could give me friend is very discouraged because, she is not getting over this. And I just wondered if you could inform me of how this is normally treated and, whatever information you would have that could be helpful.
Sure. So I would say in the allopathic world and non-allopathic world, I shouldn't say just that C. difficile can be treated with even more antibiotics. However, it can be extremely challenging to treat, and it can be very debilitating and depressing for people to experience, as maybe our listeners aren't aware that it is a cause of diarrhea, and it is usually from antibiotics and most often in a hospital setting, but not always. And there are certain antibiotics that have a higher risk of Clostridium difficile. There is one specific probiotic that is called Saccharomyces boulardii. I'm going to spell that because it's a mouthful. It's S-A-C-C-H-A-R-O-M, as in Mary, Y-C-E-S. And then boulardii is B as in boy, O-U, L-A-R, D as in dog, I-I. And this can be very helpful for Clostridium. So I have people, no matter what their treatment is, to be on Saccharomyces if they have C. diff or even at an increased risk of C. diff. There are different companies that will sell the Saccharomyces boulardii, and usually there's about 5 billion organisms in a capsule. Sometimes there's going to be 10, and a person would want to take at least 10 billion organisms a day to help with the C. difficile. So that is definitely one option, and that option is very easy to do. The other thing that actually has been researched really well is something that's called fecal transplant. And this is maybe a little bit of a newer topic, the fecal transplant. It's when we have fecal matter from a donor, and this donor has been tested a lot to make sure that they have healthy fecal matter, and that fecal matter is actually then transferred to another person, and the person usually is one that has a microbiome or flora that is not healthy, like people who have Clostridium difficile. And the fecal transplant has been studied well for Clostridium difficile. It's one of the areas where it's been studied really, really well. And there are certain providers in the Washington area who do that. And if that's something that she, your friend, would be interested in doing, we can help her direct her to one of those providers. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Mary? Oh, okay.
She
Eileen
does not live in. Okay. She doesn't live in Washington. I'm wondering if there is a way to go online and look for someone in her area.
Sure. I will, when I come back on the air after our next break, I will let you guys know. And please continue listening. We'll be back with you shortly. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. So our last caller, Eileen, She was calling on behalf of a friend who has Clostridium difficile or C. diff, which is a infectious form of diarrhea. And she was asking about different treatments. I mentioned the Saccharomyces boulardii, and then I also mentioned this fecal transplant. And I wanted to tell you about a foundation that's called the Fecal Transplant Foundation, and it's the fecaltransplantfoundation.org online, and they have a list there of different states and the providers in those states that do the fecal transplant. Another fantastic resource is a naturopathic doctor named Mark Davis, and he is in Portland, Oregon at a clinic called Bright Medicine Clinic, and he is one of a handful of people who does the fecal transplant, and he specializes in naturopathic gastroenterology. There's actually a really nice article that was written about this in the Naturopathic Doctor News and Review. It was back in January 2015, but it's still very legitimate and helpful to better understand what this is and how it can be helpful.